Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Smart Cities for Dummies by Jonathan Reichenthal is a nonfiction guide to urban technology, civic innovation, and city management, written in the accessible for dummies style. It is designed as a practical primer for readers who want to understand what a smart city is, why it matters, and how cities can begin building one. The book treats smart cities not as a futuristic slogan, but as a collection of technology-enabled responses to real urban pressures such as mobility, sustainability, public safety, connectivity, and service delivery. Reichenthal brings experience from both the public and private sectors, and that perspective shapes the book's emphasis on implementation rather than theory. It introduces major tools and concepts associated with the field, including open data, cybersecurity, digital twins, internet-connected infrastructure, blockchain, drones, and governance structures that make city systems work together. The result is a beginner-friendly overview of a complex topic that aims to help city leaders and interested readers think concretely about urban transformation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining the smart city as an integrated response to urban complexity. The book's central idea is that a smart city is not simply a city with gadgets, but a coordinated response to the growing demands of urban life. Reichenthal frames smart cities as efforts to improve quality of life by using technology to address transportation, safety, sustainability, public services, and communication at scale. This matters because the term smart city is often used vaguely, yet the book gives it a practical meaning rooted in civic problem solving. Instead of presenting technology as an end in itself, it treats digital tools as enablers of better decisions and better service delivery. That framing helps readers understand why cities need integrated strategies rather than isolated pilot projects. It also explains why smart city initiatives can fail if they are not tied to clear public goals. By beginning with definition and purpose, the book establishes a useful analytical foundation. The value of smart city work lies in making urban systems more responsive, efficient, and livable, not merely more automated. Secondly, using data governance and open data to make city systems usable. A major theme in the book is that smart city initiatives depend on data infrastructure as much as physical infrastructure. Reichenthal emphasizes data governance, open data, dashboards, and decision-making systems because cities cannot improve what they cannot measure or share effectively. Open data is especially important in this framework, since publicly accessible information can support transparency, civic engagement, and collaboration across departments, businesses, and residents. At the same time, the book does not treat data sharing as automatically beneficial. It recognizes the need for governance so that data is accurate, secure, ethical, and useful. This balance is important because city data often comes from many sources and can easily become fragmented or inconsistent. The book's approach suggests that a smarter city is one where information flows reliably to the people who need it, whether they are planners, administrators, or the public. In that sense, data is presented not as a technical detail, but as the operating layer that allows modern city management to function more intelligently and more visibly. Thirdly, connecting emerging technologies to concrete municipal uses. The book surveys a range of technologies commonly associated with smart cities, including autonomous vehicles, drones, blockchain, internet-connected streetlights, digital signage, and digital twins. Its value lies in showing that these tools are not isolated trends, but potential components of a broader urban system. Reichenthal's treatment is practical. Each technology is relevant only if it helps solve a municipal problem or improve an existing service. For example, connected lighting can support energy efficiency and public safety, while digital twins can help cities model infrastructure or test operational choices before acting in the real world. Drones and autonomous systems are discussed as examples of technologies that may reshape mobility, inspection, and logistics. The book is careful not to imply that every city should adopt every new tool. Instead, it encourages readers to understand fit, maturity, and context. That makes the survey useful for beginners because it links technical vocabulary to civic application, helping readers distinguish between promising innovation and marketing hype in the smart city conversation. Fourthly, cybersecurity, privacy, and trust as prerequisites for civic technology. Another important dimension of the book is its attention to the risks that come with connected city systems. The more a city relies on sensors, networks, data platforms, and digital services, the more it must manage cybersecurity, privacy, and trust. Reichenthal's inclusion of these topics reflects an important reality: smart city systems expand the attack surface of municipal infrastructure and increase the consequences of IS. A city cannot call itself smarter if its digital services are insecure, unreliable, or opaque to the people they serve. The book therefore positions security and governance as structural requirements, not optional add-ons. This is significant because many discussions of urban innovation focus on benefits while underplaying the administrative and ethical burdens. By addressing these concerns, the book gives readers a more realistic view of implementation. It suggests that successful smart city planning requires protecting systems, setting responsible policies, and maintaining public confidence, especially when technology affects everyday services such as mobility, utilities, and civic communication. Lastly, a beginner-focused roadmap for city leaders and stakeholders. The book stands out for its audience-centered structure. It is written as a primer for city leaders, public sector professionals, and general readers who want a practical overview rather than advanced technical analysis. That positioning shapes the book's style. It explains concepts clearly, links them to real-world municipal needs, and encourages action through planning rather than abstraction. The emphasis on implementation is important because many smart city books either remain highly theoretical or become too technical for non-specialists. Reichenthal instead offers a broad roadmap that helps readers understand where to start, what questions to ask, and how to think about change in manageable steps. This makes the book especially useful for beginners who need orientation before specialization. It also explains why the book is valuable to stakeholders beyond government, including vendors, researchers, and civic partners who want to understand how urban innovation is actually organized. Its practical framing is one of its main strengths. It translates a complex field into a usable framework for decision-making and civic planning. In conclusion, Smart Cities for Dummies is best suited to readers who need a clear, non-technical introduction to urban innovation. City officials, planners, policy staff, technology professionals working with municipalities, and engaged citizens will all find value in its broad but practical coverage. The book is especially helpful for people who want to move beyond vague talk about smart cities and understand the actual components involved: data governance, cybersecurity, connected infrastructure, open data, digital twins, and emerging technologies. Its main benefit is orientation. It helps readers see how these pieces fit together and why successful smart city work depends on strategy, not just tools. Compared with more specialized or academic books, it is more accessible and more action-oriented. Compared with popular overviews, it is more grounded in implementation and public sector realities. That balance is what distinguishes it in the category. It does not try to be the last word on smart cities. Instead, it serves as a reliable starting point for anyone who needs a structured overview of how cities can use technology to improve services, manage complexity, and plan for the future. If you would like to support Jonathan Reichenthal, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.